This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On the Hlanganani Midday Show. So it's a Tuesday. You know, on a Tuesday, we do have a Health Talk Tuesday where we touch on some of the most important health topics right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. And it's no different today. I am joined by Mrs. Veneshree Nadkisa, joining me live right now on MUT Radio. She's from the Department of Biomedical Sciences. And today we are speaking about multiple myeloma. She's going to be telling us more about that because I don't know what we're talking about. I know maybe some form of cancer. This is like the only information I have. But quickly, let me just welcome her on MET Radio. Mrs. Nadkisa, welcome on MET Radio.
Hi, Mvelo. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Now I'm downgrading you. I'm saying this.
But, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
But thank you very much for joining us on MET Radio for the second time, I believe, with myself.
I've been here a few times.
Yeah. But right here with myself. I think it's the second time.
Yeah, with you, Mvelo. Yes, I'm not second mistaken, time. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, before us of time, let's just get straight into it. We're speaking about multiple myeloma. Maybe if you could just bring us to light of what are we talking about.
Okay, so basically, multiple myeloma, it's sort of a form of cancer, but I thought I'd bring it to light because with multiple myeloma, you'll find that over time, just like how you have genetic mutations, over time you can end up with like things called acquired. So over time in life, you can pick this up. And what usually happens when you do have an acquired mutation, something goes wrong with your chromosomes. So you can have like a piece missing. You can have like a translocation, meaning one part goes to another part. So because of that, you end up now causing some kind of chaos in the bone marrow. So basically, we have these types of cells, immune cells called lymphocytes, which is very important to the body. And one of the lymphocytes, they eventually proliferate to something called a plasma cell. And a plasma cell is the cell that produces antibodies. So I'm sure you heard of antibodies. Yes. Now, antibodies, they usually fight all kinds of infections, viral infections, etc. So when you have this mutation, now you remember our bone marrow is a factory of producing blood cells.
Yes.
So this is one of the cells. And because we now have this mutation, you end up producing an abnormal clone of cells. Now imagine you producing this abnormal clone of cells, which is now called myeloma cells. That's how we end up with the term multiple myeloma, the actual cancer. And then these cells don't produce just normal antibodies. They end up producing a whole lot of proteins called M proteins. And M proteins are abnormal. So remember now, if you need those antibodies to actually fight your infections, it's not going to do that. So you end up with a lot of infections, etc. So that's just part of the whole process of multiple myeloma.
This is very insightful. Now, I know, I understand, maybe I read a little bit, Uguti, it's most likely to affect like people who are much, much older. So maybe if I can ask, because maybe it could start very young, so I'm wondering why is it important for students to be aware of this?
Okay, generally you'll find that these mutations, as I said, will happen over time, right? Mm. So you usually find like people starting off in their 60s that will now pick up this multiple myeloma. But it doesn't stop younger generations from catching it. So especially people with HIV, this onset can come about much earlier, like in your 40s and 50s. Okay, so remember with HIV, we have the T cells that's damaged, etc. So because of that constant stimulation, with the immune cells on these T cells, they end up now causing a mutation, and then that's how they can pick up multiple myeloma. So very common amongst HIV patients, you'll find they now have a condition called multiple myeloma. It's one of the leukemias one of the cancers that they can get, which is not very nice because they already have a whole host of issues and then now the multiple myeloma. So, yeah.
Maybe just speaking of leukemia, maybe how does it differ from myeloma? How does it differ from other cancers such as leukemia?
Okay, so the fact that I won't say it's an actual leukemia. I will say it's more of a cancer, blood cancer, right? Mm. We do know that leukemia is also blood cancer, but leukemia specifically will affect your myeloid and lymphoid cells. Now, these are part of your bone marrow. Now, remember, the bone marrow, I keep saying, is a factory that just produces a lot of blood cells, which gets pushed into the blood. So that's how we end up with all these cells floating in the blood. The very same, because of this mutation that's now affected the plasma cells, right, it's just that one type of cell that will cause the multiple myeloma. Only when that mutation happens on the plasma cell, then you'll end up with something called multiple myeloma. And I think usually you'll find that there's a loss of this very, very important gene called TP53. And when that happens, then, you know, you're bound to end up with multiple myeloma. That's one of the key.
Thank you very much for that. Now, I want us to look at maybe some of the symptoms maybe we should look for, maybe also to see if you might have it, or maybe for people, maybe we could also see what they might have it. But also further on, I want us to look at the diagnosis as to how do you actually get tested to see if you also have it.
Okay, so you'll find that with multiple myeloma, sometimes you won't have it, but you'll have like severe bone pain, especially like, you know, on your back, on your ribs, etc. So that severe bone pain will obviously tempt you to go to the doctor and have an x-ray and whatever. And then also you'll find that if you do certain tests, like your calcium will suddenly go up, right? It will increase. And then you'll have some kidney issues, right? You'll feel very tired as well, because now you must also remember that because we have this factory of blood cells being produced, now there's like three main lines of blood cells that we should be having in our blood: your red cells, your white cells, and your platelets. Now, when these abnormal plasma cells start multiplying in your bone marrow, they don't give enough space for the other cells to actually multiply. So what happens is that instead of you having enough red cells, you now end up with something called anemia, a loss of your red cells. You end up with a low platelet count. Now, that would also cause bleeding tendencies. So if you get hurt, you can, you know what I'm saying, because there's not enough platelets, you can end up bleeding to death. And the main one is your white cells. Because we don't have the right antibodies, you end up now with a lot of infections. So you'll find that when patients go to the doctor, they'll have an infection that's just not healing. They'll have a lot of bone pain. They'll be tired, you know, lethargic. So there's a few things to look out for from the patient side of things.
All right. Now, maybe let's say now you have been diagnosed, because I'm sure there might be ways, maybe a treatment is, are there any treatment options maybe that you can take?
Okay, treatment is a bit extensive in the sense that there's a lot of modern technology that's been introduced, especially for therapies for cancers, right? Mm. Like one of it is immunotherapy. There's chemotherapy. I'm sure you heard of chemotherapy,
yes,
right? So that was the traditional way of treating patients. There's a whole lot of drugs that will go with your chemotherapy. Then there's the other one called immunotherapy. Now, immunotherapy, you would get a chemical that you'll have to take in. I'll just say chemical just to make it easier for our audience to understand. Mm. Now, with that, it actually goes and now invades a couple of the pathways. Now, you remember in the body, we have a lot of processes happening. So this will go to one of the processes and it will actually block certain proteins, and it will prevent those proteins from actually now causing, it'll block them. So it will sort of get the immune system to now wake up and identify the cancer cells. So it's very good therapy. It's been working overseas. But I think budget constraints here, it's just being introduced. But lots of hospitals have now started the immunotherapy. But the common one is your chemotherapy. And also with multiple myeloma, most of the time they want to do transplants with the patient, bone marrow transplants. That's the way they're going currently.
So maybe just before we wrap things up, are there any ways maybe you can try and maybe limit your risk of being diagnosed with in myeloma. Are there any things that you can do in order to make sure that you're living a healthy lifestyle and maybe you decrease your chances?
Okay, so for that it's a bit difficult because if something is acquired, it happens suddenly, you know, how are you going to now prevent your genetic material from becoming mutated? You know, yes, you can maybe slow down with, you know, stop your smoking, try to eat healthy foods, you know, go for your regular checkups. Because as you're getting older, we tend to not want to go for the checkups. Like, you need to go check your bone densities, etc. Make sure everything's okay. Your kidney function tests, make sure that's fine. You know, things like your urea, creatinine is not, you know, increasing without you knowing it. Because some people, they will end up with kidney problems. They wouldn't even know that they have a kidney problem. But the main one is the bone density. Because as soon as this happens and you start getting all these bone lesions, you start losing bone density. So when you get this, when you get multiple myeloma, even before you know, there's a process where there's a certain cell called osteoclasts. Now, these osteoclasts basically break down bone, right? When they break down bone, then you start having fractures and things like that. So we need to sort of prevent that from happening. So just go check, make sure, and especially if you have a fracture, you got to go and check further, you know, is it just a fracture? Am I now, you know, predisposing to some other kind of cancer? We don't know. So that's the only way you can, just checking all the time, that you go for your regular checkups and things like that.
Now, maybe because I forgot this one a little bit earlier on, maybe who are most likely to be, I don't want to say victim, I want to use the correct word.
Susceptible.
Yeah, susceptible to myeloma. Maybe you can look at gender specific and maybe at the age.
Okay, I'd say it's more likely that the men are susceptible to multiple myeloma, older people as well. But as I said you earlier, there's nothing stopping a younger person from getting multiple myeloma. And those people are usually, like, you know, HIV risk patients that can get myeloma at an early age, like in their 40s. But mostly it tends to sort of push towards the male predominance, should I say.
I'm starting to get scared, but it's fine.
But lead a healthy lifestyle, that's all.
Yeah, this is what I should try. But maybe before I let you go, maybe as a student, and I'm listening right now, maybe I live with someone at home who does have multiple myeloma. Maybe how can I support them? Maybe not medically, but just to show support.
Okay, you can help them. Remember, a person with multiple myeloma, there's simple things like infections that you can help to treat, you know, dress their wounds, make sure it doesn't get worse. If they're having things like where they, you know, having broken bones and stuff, help them, you know, mobilize, you know, to move around and things like that. And just, you know, just care for them, just feed them what they need to eat, you know, like try and feed them healthy. Because most of the time when these people end up with multiple myeloma, they become debilitated a bit, you know. So that kind of support is important. We don't want further fractures and things like that. That's the main things I can say.
Yeah, we're going to wrap things up because we could talk all day, but
it's a long topic. I just basically put it in a nutshell, but there's like a lot to multiple myeloma.
But thank you very much once again.
Thank you, Velo, for having me.
Thank you. But also, if you got here a little bit late, maybe you're listening just right now, this interview will be live on our podcast. Just download the MUT Radio app on Google Play Store and also on Apple App Store. We are just getting into 12 in just a few seconds. We're coming back with the Lunch Convo right here on MUT
Radio. This is an MUT Radio podcast.